Hi, this is a podcast relating to my upcoming financial city walk, which is from the development of the financial city from the 16th century to the present day, and it is at 6 p.m. on December the 6th, and will probably be repeated thereafter in the new year. So in this podcast, in fact, I'm going to talk about the origins of the financial city of London. I'm going to start, in fact, going back to the Roman period, a period we don't really have much time to deal with on the walk. But basically, we know that London first emerged as a financial centre in the Roman period. And we know this because archaeologists, builders in fact, found a mausoleum dedicated to the burial of the financial controller of the province of Londinium, sorry, the province of Britannia, to Julius Alpinus Classicianus, which was found near Tower Hill. But there are also references to London in various Roman history books, written at the time, contemporary works. And one, for example, describes London as being a famous centre of commerce and traders. And the word trader is negotiatore, which essentially means financial agents. So you have people trying to set up trading networks in the newly conquered province, and they come to London. So London appears to have been a financial centre from this early period. And in AD 69, when Classicianus is buried, he's a financial controller. At this time, Colchester is the capital. So it's a surprise that he's buried in London rather than Colchester. And this might be because this is where all the traders were. We've got writing tablets which talk about deals. Rufus, son of Cassilaunus, sends greetings to Epicilius. I think you know I'm well. Send greetings to all the fellows, and make sure you turn the girl into money. I should say that was from memory, is roughly what it says. As to the details of it, we don't know, but Rufus is a Latin name, but he's the son of Cassivellaunus, which is a Celtic name, and he's talking to Epicilius, who is a Greek name. And who the girl is, we don't know, but maybe she's part of the slave market. Now, we know there's a slave market because there's a tablet that exists which talks about the sale of a slave. So we know that in Roman Britain, in Roman London, there was a slave market. We've got evidence for there being a slave market in the Saxon period too. And we know that there were slaves in Britain, and presumably in London, up to the time of William the Conqueror. For example, in the Domesday Book, it says that there, amongst the people living in the village of Chelsea, a number of them are slaves. Now, slavery gradually died out, but it came back again, of course, in the 16th, 17th century. It became a very important part of the burgeoning financial centre that is the City of London. And the Royal African Company, the East Indies Company, and other companies had major dealings in slaves. There were slave markets in London, slave sales in London, and there were adverts saying, if you find my runaway slave, please come to such and such coffee house. So that he can be redeemed. So there's a lot of evidence of markets in London, not only slave markets, but also, of course, product markets, and from the 16th century onwards, stocks and shares markets. So that's just a little bit about the origins of London as a financial centre. I'm going to be talking a little bit about slavery, but it's not going to be a history of slavery. It's just how slavery impacts upon the City of London's financial growth. And we're going to go from the early period, which we're going to sketch in lightly, and then from the 16th century onwards to the present day, we'll have a more detailed look at the City of London during this amazing period of growth from 1600 through to 2020. So I hope to see you. It's on Sunday the 6th of December, and look out for it because it will be repeated in some form or another in January or February. Thank you very much, and I'm Kevin Flood. And you can find me, if you look up the name, it's spelled FLUDE. You'll find my website if you look it up on Google. Thank you very much for listening, and hope to see you on Sunday.